The Miami-based Cuban-American National Foundation has recently bought ads denouncing Republican Representative George Nethercutt and others it says are supporting the communist regime of Cuban President Fidel Castro. The CANF, which is militantly anti-Castro, says it's prepared to spend tens of thousands of dollars to campaign against those who support the partial lifting of the 40-year-old U.S. trade embargo against Cuba. The ads are being distributed through television, newspapers, and radio in Nethercutt's home state of Washington. Nethercutt represents a district which is predominantly farmland and says the ongoing U.S. policy against Cuba has been ineffective. The low-cost sale of wheat and other food items to Cuba, Nethercutt told Reuters, would help both U.S. farmers and the Cuban people. The foundation, which critics charge has heavily influenced U.S. policy toward Cuba, believes that food and medicine should only be supplied to the Cuban people by way of third-party charitable donations and not through direct sales. Last month, congressional Republicans threw out a proposal to ease the embargo, but promised a vote on the issue after the August recess. The move to lift the ban on food and medicine sales to Cuba comes at a time when the U.S. is advocating open trade with countries like Communist China and North Vietnam. The news magazine In These Times reports that hardline American anti-abortion activists are traveling to Ireland to challenge recent advances in reproductive rights. Ireland and Northern Ireland are the only places in Europe where abortion services are prohibited, but over 5,000 women travel to England each year at their own expense for the procedures. In a move praised by Irish pro-choice activists, the Irish government is taking a look at a study of the medical, legal, and social implications surrounding abortions. For the moment, Irish pro-choicers are offering non-directive counseling, in essence informing patients about abortion services in England. In March 1999, the American anti-abortion group, the Christian Defense Coalition, joined with a smaller Irish group, Youth Defense, in blockading a family health clinic in Dublin for 5 hours. Anti-abortion activists sprayed graffiti on the office walls, and a few days later wanted posters with a photo of Tony O'Brien, head of the Irish Family Planning Association, were plastered throughout Dublin. The American activists were in charge of the militant action, says O'Brien. This just wasn't a protest. It was a training, an effort